Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhare. Yashoda Nandana Brajadana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnu Paramahamsa Prabhu Jagacharya Astota Shushumad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shikha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Radha Kun Shamakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vindham Dham Ki Jai Shri Namdiv Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Chulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jai Birhad Madanga Ki Jai Gaura Pramanande Hari Haribo All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvanmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manopistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Stra He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rata Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Rate Vrindavanishvare Vishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hare Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Mantra kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone to attend today's Bhagavatam study. Yesterday is Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi,
So everyone must be thinking of prasadam right now. And in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one verse. It is mentioned, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya is like nectar. And the pastimes of Lord Krishna is like camphor. And when we mix these two together, it becomes very sweet. And only by the mercy of the pure devotees, we can taste the depths of that sweetness. In Radha Madhava's kitchen, one time I was learning how to cook, and the kitchen in charge, Baliraj Prabhu, told me there's one special preparation, a special sweet rice. That sweet rice is made by nectarian, milk, kismis, raisins, cashew nuts, and rice. And then there must be a pinch of camphor, and that makes it so sweet, so tasty. So today, let us feast on the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I also noticed the attendance is not so much. Maybe the other devotees are very eager to perform another service of honoring Mahaprasadam. But I just remembered one story told by Srila Jayapataka Maharaj a few days ago. On the 9th of June in Hyderabad, Jayapataka Maharaj is giving an evening class. And he mentioned one day, in the early days, in the 22nd Avenue, New York, ISKCON's first temple, and he noticed, he's looking through the windows, Prabhupada is giving lecture. And Prabhupada is giving lecture with such an enthusiasm. He's using different gestures. And he's speaking emphatically with great emphasis, as if there's a big crowd. So this devotee, he opened the door. He likes to join the crowd. But then he finds nobody was there. Only Prabhupada himself. So he was very much surprised. Oh, nobody is here listening to the class. But Prabhupada said, no, didn't you see? Narada Muni is here, and the different devatas are there. So it's full of people. Therefore, let us pray with love and sincerity. We can attract the mercy of the previous acharyas. Maybe by our sincerity, we can attract Srila Prabhupada to come to the class. Maybe we can attract Narada Muni and different devatas, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and maybe Lord Krishna himself. Hare Krishna. So today, we're going to read Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Samam Bonam, the first chapter entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna. Introduction. Verse 5 to 7. On the board is verse 7, so I would read the Sanskrit and then we can repeat this particular verse.
Pitamahame samare maranjaye devavratadya tirathais timingilai durajayam kaurava sanyasagaram kritva tarambat sapadam smayat plava jauniyascha vipluṣṭam idam madangam santana bijam kuru pandavanam jukupakukṣim katāca chakro mātuṣṭha meya śaraṇam gatāya viryānitāsya khila deha bhājam.
Please repeat.
Antar bahi purusha kala rupai priyachato mrityum mutamritam cha maya manushya sevadasva vipam. Viryanitasya khila deha bhajam. Viryanitasya khila deha bhajam.
Antar Bahi Purusha Kala Rupai. Prayachato Mrityum Tamritam Cha. Maya Manushya Savada Svavitvam. Vijanitasya Kila Deha Bhajam. Antar Bahi Purusha Kala Rupai. Prayachato Mrityum Mutamritam Cha. Maya Manushya Savada Svavidvam. Please. Vijanitasya Kila Deha Bhajam. Antar Bahi Purusha Kala Rupai. Prayachatam Mrityum Mutamritam Cha. Maya Manushya Savada Svavidvam. Mataji, please. Vijanitasya Kila Deha Bhajam. Bhai Purusha Kala Rupai. Prayachata Mrityum Mutamritam Cha. Maya Manushya Savada Svavidvam. Vijanitasya Kila Deha Bhajam. Antar Bahi Purusha Kala Rupai. Prayachato Mrityum Mutamritam Cha. Maya Manushya Savada Svavidvam. Thank you very much. Word for word for the verse 7. Viryani, the glorification of the transcendental characteristics. Ta
Rahasya of Him, the personality, the supreme personality of Godhead. Akila Deha Bhajam, of all the materially embodied living entities. Antabahi, inside and outside. Purusha, of the Supreme Person. Kala Rupaihi, in the forms of eternal time. Prayachataha, who is the giver. Mrityum, of death. Uta, it is so sad. Amritamcha, and eternal life. Maya Manushyasya, of the Lord, who appeared as an ordinary human being by His own potency. Vadasva, kindly describe. Vidvan, O learned speaker. Shukadev Goswami, Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport, TJ. Translation. Taking the boat of Krishna's lotus feet, my grandfather Arjuna and others crossed the ocean of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in which such commanders as Bhishma Dev resembled great fish that could very easily have swallowed them. By the mercy of Lord Krishna, my grandfathers crossed this ocean, which was very difficult to cross, as easily as one steps over the hoofprint of a calf. Because my mother surrendered unto Lord Krishna's lotus feet, the Lord, Sudarshan Chakra in hand, entered her womb and saved my body, the body of the last remaining descendant of the Kurus and Pandavas, which was almost destroyed by the fiery weapon of Ashwatthama. Lord Sri Krishna, appearing within and without of all materially embodied living beings by His own potency in the forms of eternal time, that is, as Paramatma and as Virat Rupa, gave liberation to everyone, either as cruel death or as life. Kindly enlighten me by describing His transcendental characteristics. 1 point I'd like to mention is, now is Srila Shukadeva Goswami going to tell Maharaj Parikshit the glories of Krishna. And who is Shukadeva Goswami? And who is Parikshit Maharaj? These two persons share one common characteristic. That is, both of them, they have great love and affection towards Lord Sri Krishna since they were in the womb of their mothers. Then we can expect what kind of nectar would be churned by their conversation. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58, Samashitaye padapalava pralavam mahat padam punya yasho murari pavam bhajir vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vipadam natesham. Quote, for one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is a shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, or the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean of the material world, is like the water contained in the calf's footprint. His goal is Parampadam, or Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. End of the quote. One who seeks shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is immediately protected by the Lord, as the Lord promises in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo moksha ishami mahasucha. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. By taking shelter of Lord Krishna, one comes under the safest protection. Thus, when the Pandavas took shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, all of them were on the safe side of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Parikshit Maharaj, therefore, felt obliged to think of Krishna in the last days of his life. This is the ideal result of Krishna consciousness. Ante Narayana Smriti. If at the time of death, one can remember Krishna, one's life is successful. Parikshit Maharaj, therefore, because of his many obligations to Krishna, intelligently decided to think of Krishna constantly during the last days of his life. Krishna had saved the Pandavas, Maharaj Parikshit's grandfathers, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and Krishna had saved Maharaj Parikshit himself when he was attacked by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. Krishna acted as a friend and a worshipable deity of the Pandava family. Moreover, apart from Lord Krishna's personal contact with the Pandavas, Krishna is the super soul of all living entities, and he gives everyone liberation, even if one is not a pure devotee. Kamsa, for example, was not at all a devotee, yet Krishna, after killing him, gave him salvation. Krishna consciousness is beneficial to everyone, whether one is a pure devotee or a non-devotee. This is the glory of Krishna consciousness. Considering this, who will not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna? Krishna is described in this verse as Maya Manushya because he descends exactly like a human being. He is not obliged to come here like karmis or ordinary living beings. Rather, he appears by his own internal energy, Sambhava Miyatma Mayaya, just to show favor to the fallen conditioned souls. Krishna is always situated in his original position at Sachid Ananda Vigraha, and anyone who renders service to him is also situated in his original spiritual identity, Swarupena Vyatistiti. Swarupena Vyavastiti. This is the highest perfection of human life. Hare Krishna. At the beginning of this translation, it is mentioned taking the boat of Krishna's lotus feet. So we are going to talk about the boat. And it is mentioned the Lord Krishna's lotus feet is like a boat. And if one is on this boat, one can cross the material ocean of nescience. One can cross the material ocean of this material existence. And in Srila Deva Goswami's commentary to this verse in his Kramasandarbha, he mentioned that the boat is so wonderful because when you decided to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the whole material existence before it is like a vast ocean of nations. Now it can shrink just like a hoof print. So it's even not necessary for you to use the boat to cross over the ocean. You simply approach the boat. Then you are on the other side of the ocean. And in Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book, in the second chapter, there are different demigods offering prayers to Lord Krishna. That time, Krishna is still in the womb of his mother Devaki. So the demigods explained Krishna's lotus feet as boat is so wonderful. Because usually if you want to cross a river or ocean, you have to take the boat. the boat carries you to the other side of the bank. And then what about the people on this side of the bank? The boat is over there. What shall we do? Bring the boat back? No, not necessary. So Prabhupada explained in the second chapter of Krishna book, it is said, actually explained by the different demigods, it is said the boat is so wonderful. Simply by approaching the boat, the material ocean shrinks, becomes so small, like the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. And simply by approaching this boat, that means simply by approaching Krishna's lotus feet, you can easily, immediately cross over this great ocean of material existence. And in verse number 5, it is mentioned the Kurukshetra battle. It is like life and death danger. So many great warriors, Bhishma Dev, Drona Acharya, Karna, and so many great heroes. And they are like teeming gila fish. Teeming gila fish is not an ordinary kind of fish. It's a fish in the ocean can swallow sharks. Sometimes it says they can even swallow the demigods, the devatas. And so in front of such powerful warriors, the Pandavas, grandfathers of Parikshit Maharaj, they are in great danger. But simply because they have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, they become victorious. They become the only survivors of the Kurukshetra battle. So, according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this verse number 5, why Maharaj Parikshit mentions this? Because he likes to hear more about Krishna, since Krishna is the protector of his dynasty, of his grandfathers. And then in verse number 6, it is mentioned, he himself is saved by Lord Sri Krishna. Here it is mentioned as chakra, Krishna, the holder of the chakra. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, it is mentioned Krishna, the holder of the club. But it's not much difference. Either chakra or club, they're both Lord Krishna's weapons. So Lord Krishna, he vanished, like he destroyed the radiation of Brahmastra weapon of Ashwatthama. Like the sun evaporates a drop of dew. So Krishna, he hastily come inside Uttara's womb. He saved Parikshit Maharaj. But in another place, it is also mentioned the Ashwatthama's Brahmastra weapon, so powerful, nuclear weapon. It already burned Parikshit Maharaj's body. But then Krishna, he provided a new body for Parikshit Maharaj. And in one place it is mentioned, Lord Krishna, he hastily ran over from outside. He ran inside of Uttara's womb and showed mercy to Maharaj Parikshit. Another place mentioned, Prabhupada in his purport in Bhagavatam, he said, actually as Paramatma, Krishna is already there. It's only he becomes visible to Maharaj Parikshit to encourage him. So we can expect the Lord's mercy when we are deserving. So we have already mentioned verse number five mentions Krishna is the protector of Parikshit Maharaj's forefathers. And number 6 mentioned Lord Krishna is the only protector of Parikshit Maharaj. And then the last verse, number 7, today we're the discussion, the last verse, it is mentioned Lord Krishna, he can fulfill everyone's goal of life as Paramatma, as Virat Rupa. He can give both death and eternal life. He's giving Mritum and Amritam. Mritum is death, Amrita, eternal life. And very interestingly enough, Srila Jiva Goswami, in his translation, he directly translated this into prema. Why? Because here it is mentioned the word cha. Cha means and. Amritam cha. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this chant means he not only saved Parikshit Maharaj, he also saved Parikshit Maharaj's mother Uttara, whose limbs are also burned by this weapon sent by Ashwatthama, Jomi Astra. And this chant means he also saved. He's not only giving liberation to the demons, he's also giving prema to the demons. That is very interesting. This part we have to refer to Srila Jiva Goswami's Krishna Sandarbha. This is Krishna's special nature, make him different, outstanding and prominent among all the other incarnations. In Padma Purana, it is mentioned Nrsimha, Ram, and Krishna. They possess the full power of Sri Bhagavan. But that doesn't mean they're all equal. There is a different degree, like a gradual progressiveness in their superiority. First is Nrsimhadev, and then is Lord Ram, and then it is Lord Krishna. Why is like that? Srila Jiva Goswami mentioned in Krishna Sandarbha that Krishna, mentioning Krishna's special nature, because Jiva Goswami mentions Maitreya Muni, he's asking Parashara Muni. He said, when Hiranyakashipu, he was killed by Lord Nrsimhadev, he didn't get liberation. But then, at Shishupal, when he was killed by Krishna, he gets liberation. So this is the special nature of Krishna. He gives, no other incarnation gives. And in Vishnu Purana, it glorifies Krishna's uniqueness on this aspect. It is mentioned Krishna gives a rare result to both demons and devatas, and even to someone who wants to kill him, like Putana, he gives prema. He gives her a position in the spiritual world. That is our worshipable Lord, Krishna. So since there's a lot of discussion about the boat, let's go back to almost 54 years. Let's look back about Srila Prabhupada's journey from Calcutta to America back in 1965, starting from the August 13th. So during the journey on the boat, or we can say the ship of Jaladuta, Prabhupada wrote a diary. And we can notice that starting from the 13th day of his diary, that is August 25th, up to another 6 days, up to the end of August, until the 31st of August, there's no entry. Prabhupada simply mentioned, I just passed a test of life and death. He didn't mention what happened. Only years after, to his dear followers, Prabhupada revealed what happened on that journey. Because on the 13th day of his voyage, that is on the Arabian Sea, already past the Mediterranean Sea, before the Atlantic Sea. So Prabhupada had a massive heart attack. The whole way he's suffering from seasick. We can understand how much Prabhupada is loving us. He's taking all the risk. He's leaving his beloved Vrindavan Dham. From his diary, we can see that he's missing so much of Vrindavan. He said, I miss Vrindavan. I miss the lordships Govinda, Gopinath, and Radha Damodar. And he's traveling. He doesn't know what's going to happen. And years later, he revealed to his dear followers, he said, he suffered from massive heart attack. But on that uneasy night of sleep, Prabhupada had a dream. He had a vision. He dreamed of Sri Krishna. Krishna is on an open boat, along with all the other incarnations. And Sri Krishna himself is rowing the boat. And that boat has a rope connected with Srila Prabhupada's ship. And Sri Krishna is looking at Srila Prabhupada smilingly. And Sri Krishna is pulling Srila Prabhupada's boat all the way to America. So, on the 32nd day of Srila Prabhupada's journey on Jaladutta, that day, because the whole night he was feeling seasick, and the boat in the morning is a little bit lurching, so he has no appetite to take breakfast properly. So he cooked some bhati chachari. And then it appeared very delicious, so Prabhupada can take some food. And then the captain of the boat came to Srila Prabhupada, like around 11 a.m., and he mentioned, "Oh, we never had such a peaceful journey on the Atlantic Ocean." And Prabhupada said, "Yes. If Atlantic Ocean shows its usual face, I would have died. But Sri Krishna, he has taken charge of the boat, of the ship." And then Srila Prabhupada revealed in his diary, he said, "Today, I revealed my heart to my dear companion, Lord Sri Krishna, because on that day, September 13th of 1965, that is the 32nd day of Srila Prabhupada's journey from Calcutta to America, he wrote a poem revealing his heart. And the title of that poem is Taking Shelter of the Lotus Feet of Lord Krishna. So if we can take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the impossible things can become possible. In the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see different personalities mentioned about the boat of taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Mother Suniti, when Dhruva Maharaj was humiliated by his stepmother, and Mother Suniti told him, "Please take exclusive shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, because only his lotus feet can award one." The result of liberation. Only by exclusively taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you can cross the ocean of birth and death. And Prithu Maharaj, he told his citizens, "Please take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Only in this way, you can stop the samsara, the repetition of birth and death." And very interestingly, Sanat Kumar, one of the four Kumaras, he also instructed Prithu Maharaj, "Please take shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet." And here, Prabhupada, when translated this part, he used plural form. He said, "The boats," instead of singular boat. So Krishna has two lotus feet, and two lotus feet are compared with two boats. Actually, throughout the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, we can find many, many boats. Sometimes it is mentioned simply the Vaishnavas, the devotees, they are also like the boats. And the taste for Krishna Katha is also like the boat. And Lord Shiva, in the fourth canto, when he mentioned the song sung by Lord Shiva, he said, "This is also the boat to cross the samsara, to cross the material existence." So we are very, very safe. But among all these boats, the root boat, we can see the ultimate boat is Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And we have to take shelter of that pair of lotus feet. Now in Mayapur is very hot, so everyone is using fan. So sometimes there's low seating. And yesterday, when I was in front of Panchatattva in a particular angle, suddenly low seating, everything becomes gloomy. But the only prominent thing is the Lord's lotus feet. It reminds me of one shloka mentioned by Lord Kapiladev to his mother, Devahuti. Because even Lord Kapiladev is telling his mother, Devahuti, "Please meditate on Lord Krishna's lotus feet." Now, how to meditate on that lotus feet? That lotus feet, you have to use your mind to concentrate on them. And there are different signs on the Lord's lotus feet. There is a thunderbolt, a gourd, like a club stick. And there is a banner, and there is a lotus. And the ruby nails of the Lord are shining. And their splendor resembles the orb of the moon, the globe of the moon. And that dispels the thick gloom in one's heart. So yesterday, the low sitting, the electricity shortage, lasts for about maybe 6 or 7 minutes. And during that time, I am in the situation of not being able to do anything else, but looking at the ruby nails of the Lord's lotus feet and hearing the kirtans in the temple, I really wish that moments can last forever. And that is so beautiful. And simply by that vision, we can concentrate our mind on the devotional service unto Lord Krishna. Not only that, Kunti Maharani, in her prayers to Lord Krishna, she says, Shunvanti Gayanti Vrnanti. She says, how can we see the lotus feet of Lord? We have to hear, we have to chant, and we have to repeat the transcendental activities of the Lord. And not only that, we also take pleasure in others doing so. In this way, Pashanti, we can see, we can certainly see Padambujam, the lotus feet of the Lord. So we simply come near. If we don't know anything, that is also okay. We simply come near with the pure devotees of the Lord. And then we can let our ear to properly function. And simply by near them, we can always hear, we can always chant, we can always repeat, we can always relish the pastimes, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And in this way, we can see the lotus feet of the Lord. That is a qualification, to see the lotus feet of the Lord. And there is a bonus. The bonus is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful. So his lotus feet not only can afford us all the benefits given by Lord Krishna, it has another bonus benefit. Srila Prabhupada, he mentions, he said in some third world countries, in that context, he refers to the South America countries, he said, some of the devotees, they cannot afford to come to India to take the benefits of pilgrimages, like in Vrindavan and Mayapur. But how they can take shelter of the holy Dham? How they can get the benefit of staying in the holy Dham? Simply by worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So simply by worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can get both the benefits of taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet and taking shelter of all the tirthas and all the holy dhams. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. And you know what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind? He's dancing in front of Lord Jagannath Ratha Yatra, coming very soon, next month. And he's praying to Lord Jagannath. Naham vipro nacha narapati napi vashu nasujo naham varni nacha gurapato navasto yatirva king tu prodien nikala paramananda pranami tapte gopi partu pata kamalayu dasa dasa anudasa. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed to Jagannath. He said, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, not a Shudra, nor am I a Sannyasi, a Vanaprastha, a Grihastha, nor am I a Brahmachari. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. Krishna is full of blissful nectars, and he is the cause of all universal bliss, and he's always existing with brilliance. That's why In today's purport, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that the end. Krishna is always situated in his original position as Satchidananda Vigraha, and anyone who renders service to him is also situated in his original spiritual identity, Swarupena Vyavastiti. This spiritual original identity is we are Gopi Bartu Padakamalayu, Dasadas Anudas. And what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's constant meditation? In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, he reveals his mind to Ramananda Roy and Swarupa Damodar Goswami. He said, Lord Sri Krishna is my life and soul. Lord Krishna is the treasure of my life. Indeed, Lord Krishna is the life of my life. I therefore always keep him in my heart. I try to please him by rendering service. That is my constant meditation. Let us follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footsteps. Let us try to be absorbed in this constant meditation of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you. So any questions, comments, corrections? It's important to ask questions. Yes, Mike. Prajapati first and then second.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Mataji, I just want to ask, you said Hiranya Kashyapu didn't get any liberation after being killed, you said so.
The demons, if they are killed by Krishna, they get liberation.
Okay.
Thank you. Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji, wonderful class today. Very clear, very nice. And my God, a small doubt. You see, in all Upanishads, both Brahman and Supreme Lord, both are identical.
Both?
When you go through all Upanishads, it is very clear that Brahman and Supreme Lord, both are identical.
Brahman and
Supreme Lord,
yes.
Both are identical. There's no difference between Brahman and this thing. But whereas in the Bhagavad Gita, it was quoting that, you know, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. There are three varieties of. But whereas in the Upanishad, nowhere it is mentioned that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everywhere it is mentioned only absolute truth. Then how the Krishna's identity has come and we put a separate title as a Lord Krishna in our Krishna consciousness?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So main question is to how we understand Lord Krishna, how establish his supreme position in our life. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is this your question?
Mentioned that Lord Krishna's name in all Upanishads and wherever, whatever you refer, everywhere it is mentioned that absolute truth.
And you said in all the Upanishads, everywhere, no place mentioned Krishna's.
Huh.
Only Lord Brahman is this absolute truth.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 7. Talking about the five features of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is the absolute truth. In verse number 108 in the purport, it mentions there are altogether 108 Upanishads. And in all the Upanishads, only one, Gopal Tapani Upanishad, mentions the supreme position of Lord Sri Krishna. It just reminds me one nice point in the purport because there is Maya Manushyasya, Lord Krishna. He appears like a human being, but actually he's not ordinary. Especially in this Gopal Tapani Upanishad, it's mentioned this absolute truth is the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and is used a lot of volumes to explain, elaborate on Krishna mantra. So that answered the question?
belief is that our Krishna consciousness, that we are Supreme Person of God, is the Lord Krishna. Okay, we will go through that. Because we must have faith and one particular, if we have a faith, you know, so then it will be continued. But my issue is only, you know, nowhere it is mentioned that Lord Krishna, of course Bhagavatam has mentioned that. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, it is clear in Bhagavatam. But in Upanishads, nowhere it is mentioned about the Lord Krishna's name. Everywhere it is very clearly mentioned Bhagavan at absolute truth. Only these two words.
I understand your question, Prabhuji. But just as I mentioned, among all the Upanishads, there is one Upanishad called Gopal Tapani Upanishad. It mentions Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Yes? Some more comments?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Just in relation to this, generally Upanishads, we know, are meant for those who like to use their little intelligence and then approach the Lord and have the satisfaction that they've discovered the Lord. I'm sure you know, you know that. You would have mentioned it. So, Prabhu is saying why it only says absolute truth and not Lord Krishna and specifically. The reason is, the intention is that of all the Upanishads, there is only one Upanishad that Srila Prabhupada translated, and that is Sri Isha Upanishad. And there if we see, Prabhupada very clearly in the cover, he put only one picture, and that was Lord Vishnu. And he didn't want to change. There was very particular reason for that, because whenever a person of that mindset would approach an Upanishad, especially Sri Isha Upanishad, and see the form of the Lord, of Lord Vishnu, that would startle them. And that is why I don't know if Prabhu has gone through Srila Prabhupada Sri Isha Upanishad, but if he does, he'll find out that it very clearly says it is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Thank you very much. And also there's one point, Prabhu in his question, he's indicating that like the authority of the Upanishad, why we give so much emphasis to Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, if you can read Srila Jiva Goswami's Satsandarbhas, in the very first Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami is establishing this relationship, because we know in anything we do, there is Sambandha, Abhiteya, and Prayojana. And the Sambandha established in Tattva Sandarbha is the Vacha Vachaka Sandarbha. Vacha Vachaka Sandarbha is the proof. Which literature is the final proof to elaborately explain the position of Lord Sri Krishna? That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So we need a lot of background to explain. And briefly, I just mentioned to that, because now is time to for everyone's longing to service the prasadam. Thank you so much. Please forgive all my possible offenses. Hare Krishna, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.